Well, we have reached the end of our Getting Started series. We are on our seventh lesson, and the question is about getting to a church, finding a church, and then to understand baptism. So, Pastor, like, I guess specifically the first question, why do we need to go to church or find a church?
So some people, when they find Jesus, they're excited about Jesus, but they don't realize that the Lord loves his church and came to build his church. And believing in Jesus means you need to be with other believers who believe in Jesus, and that means church. That's what church is all about, where the believers assemble together to praise Christ and learn together about Christ. So you need to find a local church, a church near your home, one that preaches the gospel, one that teaches the word, one where the leaders are compassionate and yet truthful and have good doctrine. And you need to start going every week and listen to them, follow the elders there. I'm a pastor in a church here, and glad that believers understand that they have something to offer to the church. And the church is just a wonderful design. We're going to teach more about the church in a future lesson, but I just wanted to emphasize that God really wants us to go to church because we really are the church.
Why is the church so important to God and to us?
It's like what God is working through. It's the body of Christ. It's how Jesus manifests himself. It's about how he gets different believers who are gifted differently to work together and to advance the work that he wants done in the world.
Is this a historical pattern? I mean, the Old Testament doesn't talk about a church.
No, the New Testament church started on the day of Pentecost, and it's been growing and growing ever since then. And it is for New Testament believers, and that's who we are. And it's been going on for 2,000 years, so we really shouldn't make church a side issue. It should be important to us. And if you had someone that witnessed to you and they brought you to Christ, you might want to go with them first to their church if they're a good gospel preaching church.
So, well, I think in a future lesson we're going to talk about the specifics of finding a church, but do you have anything just simply to add to that for now?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of different denominations. Don't be scared by that. Just make sure that they believe Jesus is God, that you're saved by grace through faith, that they really preach the cross of Jesus Christ, and don't just talk about popular things that are going on out there. And they take their walk with Jesus seriously. I think if you start there, that will be really good. And the next thing we want to talk about too is baptism. And you know, we want to, you know, you're baptized, Laura, I'm baptized. Baptism with water doesn't save you, but it is the way that you can tell your faith to the whole world, really. You're able to go into the waters of baptism. The waters don't really wash anything away. It's more a symbol of, I've believed in Jesus now, and my sins are washed away and forgiven. I'm identified with Jesus. I go down all the way into the water. I'm dunked because it shows that my old life is gone. I'm buried, and then I'm raised to newness of life as I come up out of the water. That's something you ought to seek to have done as well, is to be first you become a believer and then you get baptized in water.
So become a believer, find a church, get baptized, witness, memorize
That's
scripture,
right.
and we can understand the scripture through that helps us with temptations and trials. Have fellowship within the church and pray. These are all just topics that we've covered in the Getting Started.
Great ways to get started.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.